Richland Center.
ABC News on WRCO-FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin-area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Power is slowly returning for some Florida residents, but still out to nearly 2 million customers in the wake of Hurricane Milton. ABC's Victor Akendo in Fort Pierce telling us President Biden will visit the state tomorrow.
The president will visit Florida on Sunday to tour the damage, and there is a lot to see on both coasts. Here on the east, those deadly tornadoes, and of course, the flooding on the west coast.
Part of that damage, Matthew Schorner's nearly 100-year-old citrus farm in Fort Pierce now wiped out.
Everything's gone. Only thing standing is the main part of the restaurant, the first floor of the packing house.
Boeing announcing major job cuts as the company is still dealing with striking workers. The company says it plans to cut 10% of its workforce. Boeing hasn't shown a profit since 2018. Record heat in Phoenix for 18 days in a row now, expected to continue for 21 days till finally cooling to the 90s on Tuesday. This is ABC News. A fire that broke out on board an oil tanker off Germany's Baltic Sea coast extinguished. The fire appears to have broken out in the engine room or in a storage room for paint. NFL action week two in London as the Chicago Bears and the Jacksonville Jaguars prepare to clash at Tottenham Stadium tomorrow.
For the second year in a row, Jacksonville will be playing back-to-back games here. Head coach Doug Pederson.
I think it's a lot. I think it's great. I mean, a lot in a good way. It's positive that we're, you know, we're in the same hotel. We're around each other all the time.
The Jaguars are playing their 12th game here since 2013. They're 6-5 across the pond. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
In California, the number of dairy workers who've been diagnosed with bird flu has now grown to at least 6. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say all 6 people worked in the state's agricultural Central Valley and were in contact with infected dairy cattle. Officials say the risk to the general public remains low. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Treat yourself at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, located at 1100 Elm Street. Utter Brothers Creamery is open daily from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., serving up a full menu of delicious food and ice cream. Enjoy your favorite flavors and take home the tasty meats and treats. Utter Brothers, your go-to spot for great food and sweet delights. Visit Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery today in Boscobel.
Meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for a mix of sun and clouds today. Cooler, maybe a few sprinkles in the afternoon, a high of 66. For tonight, partly cloudy and chilly, will drop down to 41. Sunday, partly to mostly cloudy and cooler, rather breezy, light showers possible, 57. Sunday night, a low of 36. Monday, breaks of sunshine but chilly, a high of 54. 53 on Tuesday, 60 on Wednesday, back to 75 by the weekend.
This year's Ithaca School Fair reports are brought to you by Total Tech, Oakwood Fruit Farm, Kleppe Grain Service, Meyer Oil and LP, Utter Brothers Creamery, Schultz Mortgage Team, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
From the Ithaca School Fair, we're talking to a couple of the senior reps here today on WRCO. We have Tristan Peterson. We have Nolan Waldner joining us. We'll start with you, Tristan. Has it been a good school year so far?
So far, yeah.
And your senior year, you blink and you're already a month plus into school, aren't you?
Yeah.
So how are things going in terms of volleyball? They must be going pretty well.
Yeah, volleyball's going good. We got 2 more games next week so we can secure conference. Mm-hmm. We've been working hard, practicing hard. The team gets along well, so it's been a good season.
Yeah, it really, you kind of turned the corner and you really had some big wins. How tough was the victory against Kickapoo earlier this week?
It was hard. We went 5 sets. We won the first 2 and then they were just close after that. And that last fifth set, I don't know, we just took it into another gear and we figured out how to win.
You know, and you have to play another match that night, too. It's really tough. The conference makes you do that. But then you had to face Lafarge, and that wasn't easy either, was it?
It wasn't easy at first. You know, we lost the first set. We had a big mental struggle with that first five-set game against Kickapoo. So going into another game after that, when you're completely exhausted, you know, it's hard. But we managed to pull through. So we play Lafarge again next Tuesday and then Wazika. But I think we'll be good.
What are some other clubs and activities you're involved in here, Tristan?
Well, I'm class president, so I'm kind of supervising stuff for the fair. I got student council for class games tonight. Mm-hmm. And then we got to set up for the dance this weekend, so got a lot going on.
You do. Are you going to play the song Welcome to the Jungle during the dance, or do you know, or do you even know that song?
I do know that song,
okay,
but
good.
You know, I have to confer with everybody else.
It's a good one, that's for sure. We'll bring Nolan into the conversation as well. Nolan, how's it going with football this year?
That's good. We're doing pretty good this year.
So off to a 7-0 start, I would say. What's the coach told you that you have to do on Saturday?
Just don't overlook them and come ready to work.
What positions do you play on the team, Nolan?
I'm tight end and D tackle.
Okay. Has there been a favorite game so far?
Bangor was probably my favorite game.
That was a huge win, and you're down 10-0 in that game. Was there ever a doubt? I mean, what were you thinking at halftime?
We knew we could beat them. We just had to clean up a few things, and then we did that, yeah.
Okay. What are some other clubs and activities you're involved in here at Ithaca?
I'm in the yearbook club. Decided just to do that for fun this year. And then I also do wrestling.
Okay. Great. And, yearbook and wrestling, that keeps you pretty busy. Have you thought about a career? What you'd like to be doing after Ithaca days?
I might either do a lineman or find an apprenticeship for an electrician.
Okay. Can you give us any insight into the senior float? What's that looking like?
It's coming along. I'm kind of just all over the place. I don't know, I'm just doing whatever.
Okay, so no real insight into it, but how are the seniors doing as far as all the competitions are concerned?
I think we'll win.
You think you will?
Yeah.
All right. What about you, Tristan? Do you think the seniors are going to take it this year or not?
I mean, so far we're already in the lead for points, and we usually dominate class games, so I think we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Powder puff, you know, volleyball for the boys, think will be great.
Mm-hmm.
Football for the girls. I mean, I'm on the team and we got all these other girls, so I think it'll be great.
I know you love volleyball, but had you had an option to play flag football in your high school career, would you have done that instead?
I struggle catching the ball, and that's my job tonight. So maybe after tonight I'll make a decision.
That's honest. What about you? You know, there is boys volleyball at some of the big schools.
I'll do volleyball for fun, but not competitive.
Okay, sounds good. Well, we appreciate you guys taking the time to talk to us, and good luck. Huh? Go seniors, right?
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
Thank you.
Tristan Peterson and Nolan Waldner in this report from WRCO. The Ithaca School Fair continues this weekend.
And the woman on the highway, my thoughts are still with her. Such a strange combination of a woman and a child. Such a strange situation, stopping every 100 miles, calling Baton Rouge. A replay of last night's events rolled through my mind. Except a scene or two, erased by sweet red wine. And I see a truck stop sign ahead, so I change lane. I need a cup of coffee and a couple dollars change, calling Baton Rouge. Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. Down.
That's Garth Brooks for your weekend wake-up call in Baton Rouge at 7-Eleven. Good morning, Adam Hess with you. As we take you to 7:20, we'll have a look at this week in entertainment history. We're holding steady at 49. So far, your morning low.
Sun shines, clouds rain, train whistles blow and guitars play. Preachers preach, farmers plow. Wishes go up and the world goes round. And I love you. It just comes natural. It just comes natural. Seasons change, rivers wind.
From 2006, King George, It Just Comes Natural. 7:13 as we move through your Saturday morning. Don't forget, it's Ithaca Homecoming and Fair Parade Day. Phil Lee and myself will be on hand later today. Plus more reports throughout your morning. Here's Clint Black.
What do you say when it's over? Don't know if I should say anything at all. One day we're rolling in the clover. Next thing you know, we take the fall. Still I think about the years since I first met you and the way it might have been without you here. I don't know if words for me still upset you, but I've just got to make this memory stand clear. I know I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do more, now I think I can. And I'm leaving here a better man. Set you free. Just like some old nursery rhyme your mama told you, you still believe in some old meant to be. Still I'm leaving here a better man. couldn't do before, now I know I can. And I'm leaving here a better man.
Hey, we have a great morning planned for you around 7:20. We'll have a look at this week in entertainment history. 7:30, birthdays and anniversaries. Joanne Krulatz is in the newsroom at 7:45 for an update.
I remember back in 83, I was building a new house for the family and decided to burn that old house down. My wife had other plans, you see, to the milk house for a bath when she, and oh, that fire was burning pretty good. A neighbor up the road a ways was working his field and he saw the blaze. Ran to his house to call that fire in. The only running water that you could drink was, yes, you guessed it, in the milk house sink where my wife was bathing, much to her chagrin. Chief and all the firemen met in the milk house where my wife was dripping wet, and a little skimpy towel was laying there on the floor. The bubbles in the bath had lost their luster, and the firemen broke up their filibuster in a private bath, appealed to her no more. Decision must be made to cover north or south, half block distance to get to the house. North was left to greatly be exposed. Now what started out as a simple bath became a community all-out bash. No one will ever forget that day. My recollection is quite clear, along with all of the cheese and the beer. My wife walking up the road topless with that sway. She ain't no church lady. She's all a woman can be.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000
$1,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as Vice President, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Ever wondered if it's too late to become physically active? At Simon's Recreation Complex, they believe you're never too old to exercise. More and more older adults are proving this every day. Before you start, remember to take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning any exercise program. Start slow. Don't try to do too much too fast. Choose activities that are fun and suit your needs. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear. And always take time to warm up and cool down. Stretch slowly to avoid injuries. Simon's Recreation Complex is proud to be a part of Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs. These top fitness programs are designed specifically for older adults, ensuring your safety and enjoyment. Call or stop today. With your Medicare Supplement Insurance card, you may be eligible for a free membership, including all classes. Discover why many of the members call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Let them help you increase your energy and decrease the aches and pains of aging. Partner with Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center for a healthier, happier you. Remember, you bring the commitment, and they have the means to make it happen. Simon's Recreation Complex, where age is just a number and fitness is for everyone.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Get ready for an action-packed Saturday today at the Hub City Dirt Rags, happening at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The excitement starts with a truck show and shine from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., followed by high-octane action on the drag tracks at 2 p.m. Watch some of the fastest diesel drag trucks in the country battle it out. Riley Anderson is the event coordinator.
This October event's kind of the last hoorah, especially in our area. We like to go out with a big show.
Admission is $20 today, and kids 12 and under get in free to the grandstand. Don't miss the Hub City Diesel Truck Challenge. Join them today at the Richland County Fairgrounds.
This is Logan Willis. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca and our pastor, Diana Lucas, I would like to invite you to our weekly services. We are a family that welcomes everyone with open communion. If you're searching for a place to belong, come as you are. This is a safe church for all ages. Please join us Sundays at 10:30 a.m. at Willow Valley UMC in Ithaca.
From now to October 15th, Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are offering 36 months of equal payments with no interest on qualified purchases when you use your Synchrony Home Card. For this limited time, make your purchase with affordable monthly installments over 3 years with no interest if paid in full within 36 months. Please note, a 2% promotional charge will be applied by the credit card company. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine.
Cruise to Oakwood Fruit Farm for great-tasting Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great-tasting fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, fresh bakery items, fresh cranberries, pumpkins, squash, and everyone's favorite apple cider donuts. Discount Tuesdays, get 10% off apples. 9 to 5, they're open 7 days a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Hey, don't forget, you can support Richland County 4-H today by heading to Tractor Supply between 9 and 2 for all your fall baking needs. A nice little bake sale going on. That is 9 to 2 today in support of Richland County 4-H.
CBS presents this program in color.
It's time right now for a look at This Week in Entertainment History, brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency with five generations of continual service. Being independent, Richards can sell a number of top insurance companies seeking to service their clients' needs. Today's history lesson is coming up next.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place. Hunting. Searching. Scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
This week in entertainment history is a time travel history lesson. Today we start in 1975. It was this week back in 75, Saturday Night Live was broadcast for the very first time on NBC. The guest host was George Carlin. In 1991, Saturday Night Live had a Cheers theme. Kirstie Alley, Woody Harrelson, Kelsey Grammer, George Wendt, and Ted Danson were on the show. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers were the musical guests. In 1995, Walt Disney World Resort admitted its 500 millionth guest. In 2014, the fifth season of The Walking Dead aired on AMC. Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra introduced the Ford Edsel with an hour-long TV special. This date in 1957. And in 1949, the police drama The Plainclothesman began airing on the DuMont Television Network. Chris Wallace, Melvin Franklin from The Temptations, Adam Rich, and Hugh Jackman all celebrating birthdays. Don't go anywhere. Our history lesson continues with today's Rabbit Ears Memory in a moment.
Save big during the Fall Filter Sale at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel now through the 15th. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on all Napa Gold filters. Stock up on motor oil, grease, and filters. Now is the time to check out the Milwaukee Tools and Heated Gear, Tool, Heated Coats, and Vests. Don't miss the savings now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center in Boscobel.
Napa know-how.
A look at entertainment history has been sponsored today by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency.
This is CBS.
And we wrap up today's history lesson with our rabbit ears memory. A bunch of doctors working in an emergency room at the County General Hospital in Chicago. The show is the second longest running primetime medical drama in American television history, right behind Grey's Anatomy. Today's rabbit ears memory takes us back to the 1990s. It's ER from NBC. Be sure and join us at 7:30. We'll have a look at birthdays and anniversaries coming your way. Right now, the 4-H medallion hunt continues. That's right. The medallion for the Richland County 4-H hunt has not been found. It's time to take a look at a clue. We'd also like to remind you that it's been an awesome week. Thanks to everyone who has participated and helped celebrate. The Richland County 4-H is not just for young people, but also young at heart. Volunteers are always welcome and encouraged to join in on the 4-H fun. 4-H encourages anyone who wants to work with youth, teach a skill, or you'd like to be involved, go ahead and contact the Richland County Extension Office, 647-6148. Okay, so before we get to today's clue, we are going to read clue number 5, which was featured yesterday with Phil Nee. The Friday clue is be sure to watch your pace as you look for this place. Do not haste, for I'm at the base. That was Friday's clue. And now for the new clue. Clue number six. To pass the test, take a vest and do your best. Look down for the rest. To pass the test, take a vest and do your best. Look down for the rest. If you happen to find the medallion, you're encouraged to contact the Richland County Extension Office ASAP at 647-6148.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Elizabeth Grabe is just another out-of-touch, out-of-state politician who doesn't share our rural Wisconsin values. But Miami Liz thinks she's qualified to represent our district because she's lived in Miami, Florida for 20 years? Hear it from her.
Lafayette County is much different, but there's a element there that I feel as though I would be a good person to have representing that district because I lived in Miami for 20 years, and my son's father is Colombian.
And Miami Liz thinks she knows farming because she enjoys archery?
I'm kind of a farm girl. I enjoy archery.
Even funnier, Miami Liz thinks she's better than us. Just take it from her.
And I feel like we're a little bit more affluent.
Miami Liz belongs at the beach, not representing our farms. Elizabeth Grabe is wrong for our district and wrong for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
Good morning. Today is Saturday, October 12th, 2024. Time to take a look and see who's celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. Brought to you each and every day by the great folks at The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Okay, we're going to jump right in and see who is celebrating, including Madison Schwartz today, on the St. Mary's School list. Alan Bradley retiree Bob Lewis, also from retired 18101, have a great birthday. Fulton Salisbury is on the St. Mary's School list today as well. Fulton, happy birthday with love from Mom, Dad, Kendall, Liam, and Mevelin. Also for Greg Rowe today, Greg, you're on the Sacred Heart Parish Church list this morning. Fulton Salisbury, happy birthday. Birthday from Aunt Kelsey and Jason. Have a great day. And for Fulton, happy birthday wishes with love from Grandpa Steve and Grandma Ellen. From the Richland Center United Methodist Church, Diane Monson and Ron Shannon, both celebrating this morning. Happy birthday wishes to Bill Olson, that today from Janet and Arden. From the Bloom City Town Crier, Ona Wallace and John Rundle, both celebrating. Ona and John, have a great day from the Bloom City Town Crier. From the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club, Aaliyah Brown, John Drake Harris, and Tyler Reynolds celebrating. And anniversaries today. today for Bill and Tyon Hying and Trevor and Jennifer Venglish. And from the Richland Center Lions Club, birthday wishes for Ron Shannon, Fulton Salisbury, Benjamin Borton, and Cecilia Gretschheim. And if you're celebrating a birthday or anniversary in the area, we'd like to wish you the best as well from everyone right here at WRCO-FM. Good morning.
Every day, it's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day, it's getting faster. Everyone said, go ahead and ask her. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Seems a little longer every way, love's a little stronger, come what may. Do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Come what may, do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Love like yours will surely come my way.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Ballway.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Thank you, Phil. Good morning. 740, we're at 48 degrees. Joanne Krulot stops by at 745 with a news update. We'll have weather, sports, and Paul Harvey after the top of the hour as well. Feels good to say Paul Harvey.
You say you want to let me go. Well, there's one thing that you should know. I'll walk away willingly, and you'll never even hear me leave. I'll go quietly, I'll go silently, to walk away, but I still think there's a ray of hope. But you're the one who's letting go. I'll go easily. I'll go where you please. But I'll go crazy without you. Insane with a heart so blue. They'll have to lock me away, and I won't last one day without you, baby. I'll go crazy.
Yeah, that's my life story right there.
Hey, I'll go crazy.
We all go crazy.
Well, I'll go crazy.
That's Andy Griggs on Country and Community. 7:43 as we work to 7:45 in that news update with Joanne Krulatz from the WRCO Newsroom. Right now, show of hands, who remembers and remembers it fondly the year 1984?
Rock and rollers, this is Phil Mee inviting you to join us for Those Were the Days Saturday night, the best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. The songs that take me back to the way it used to be.
Hello, this is Phil Mee speaking. I was wondering if you have a date for the Ithaca Homecoming Dance. Oh, October 12th? Hello? Hello?
Those Were the Days will be flashing back to this weekend in 1984 on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Our show is sponsored in part by Jones Chevrolet, Jay's Pedal Center, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Mindham Wealth Advisory Group, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Town & Country TV and Appliance, Turbos in Hub City, A&W Restaurant of Boscobel. Inviting you to join us between 6 and midnight for some blasts from your past on Those Were the Days.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court & Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. Time for a news update on WRCO FM and WRCO.com. Brought to you by Jones Chevrolet, Town & Country TV & Appliance, and by Walsh's Ace Hardware. The forecast from Tony Schumacher, a sun mix mixing with clouds at some point today. Cooler, maybe a sprinkle in the afternoon, a high of 66. 41 tonight, breezy light showers tomorrow, 57. 54 on Monday, 53 on Tuesday. Then the warm-up begins in the midweek, 60s. And then 70s by the weekend. We're at 48 degrees. That's our morning low. We'll hand things off to Joanne Krulatz coming up next.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
A Dane County judge is the subject of a misconduct complaint. The Wisconsin Judicial Commission says it found probable cause that Judge Ellen Burrs got into an argument with one defendant and tried to arrest another defendant who didn't show up in court. Wisconsin Supreme Court rules hold judges to a higher standard of professional conduct. The commission wants the state appeals court to hold a disciplinary hearing. Burrs could be removed from the bench. UW-Madison police say alcohol-related arrests at Badger football games are down since the athletic department started selling alcohol at Camp Randall Stadium. Alcohol-related arrests are about 30% fewer than after four home games last year. Last year, at this time, UW-Madison police say they've arrested 90 people this year compared to 130 last year. Beer and seltzer sales at football games have been strong all season. Madison police are getting the word out about a major underage drinking bust near the UW campus Friday night. Police say they ticketed 131 people for underage drinking and confiscated dozens of fake IDs. Most of the tickets carry fines between $376 to more than $1,000. A Madison police spokesperson advises that young people busted for underage drinking should be honest and cooperate with police. Donations of used books to Wisconsin prisons have stopped. The Department of Corrections made the decision because secondhand books are used to get drugs into prisons. Opponents of the move, including the Madison-based nonprofit Wisconsin Books to Prisoners, say the agency is limiting inmates' access to information as it fails to pinpoint other entry points for drugs, including prison staff. The nonprofit has provided used books to prisoners for nearly 20 years. The ACLU of Wisconsin has begun investigating the matter. It's Fair Day in Ithaca. The 102nd Ithaca School Fair and Homecoming will be held today. Homecoming festivities are underway with the Bulldog Block Challenge Run Walk and the Music Boosters Breakfast in the community gym until 10. Senior Mac Neef says food is an important part of the festivities.
Chris Fry has donuts, and then there's breakfast sandwiches and Wallace biscuits and gravy. And then for lunch, they are serving the baked potato bar. And then the Music Booster has pork sandwiches, baked beans, coleslaw dinner, and the Commons as well. And a silent auction for pies.
The Music Booster's pork sandwiches and silent pie auction will be held from 9 to 1, with the baked potato bar from 11 to 2. The community is invited to view the many exhibits in the gym from 8 to 2. The Little Britches Show will be held this morning at 9:30. The Homecoming Parade will step off this morning at 10:30. The Meat Animal Sale will be held at 11 at the Livestock Show Ring. A bounce house will be available for the kiddos from 11 to 2 in the multi-purpose room, and mascot races will be held on the football field at 1. The homecoming football game against Brookwood will kick off at 1:30 with a Hall of Fame ceremony at halftime. Festivities will conclude tonight with the homecoming dance from 8 to 11 in the school commons. The Grand March will be held at 9:30. The Boscobel Mobile Pack home team will be holding a harvest dinner and auction tonight at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. During the event, there will be a raffle, a silent auction, and a live auction. There will also be a meal served featuring smoked pulled pork sandwiches, cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, baked beans, and dessert. A $10 donation for the meal will be taken at the door. A wide variety of items donated for the live auction will be on display starting at 5. The meal will be served at 6, and the live auction will get underway at 7, with the silent auction ending shortly before the live auction. All money raised from the event will help Boscobel Mobile Pack provide meals for Feed My Starving Children. All are welcome to attend the Boscobel Mobile Pack Home Team Harvest Dinner and Auction for Feed My Starving Children tonight starting at 5 at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. The Richland Hospital and Clinics will host a free movie night at Starlight 14 tonight in celebration of its recent 5-star patient satisfaction rating. The movie Inside Out 2 will be shown at dusk. Gates will open at 5:30. Inside Out 2 is a family-friendly film, and all are welcome to attend. The air is getting more relaxed, and the leaves and cornfields are turning yellow. Fall is here. With the change in weather comes a list of home maintenance that all homeowners should tackle before the icy stuff sets in. The Better Business Bureau offers some tips when preparing your home for the colder weather. Clean gutters. A buildup of leaves and other debris can cause your gutters and downspouts not to drain correctly. Improper draining can make water spill over your gutters, leading to foundation, basement damage, and damage to your fascia boards. In the winter, ice dams can form that can let snow melt underneath your shingles. Inspect your roof for loose or damaged shingles and make any necessary repairs. Damaged or loose shingles can let in water and ice during the winter, creating interior damage. Test your smoke and carbon dioxide detectors. Making sure these essential safety tools are in proper working condition is manageable and vital to ensuring the safety of those in your home. Check your window and doors for air leakage. Adding caulk and weather stripping helps prevent cold air leakage into your home and prevents spiders and insects from entering. Also, check where pipes and wires enter your home. Organize your garage. You will undoubtedly use your garage a lot more in the colder months. Get rid of trash and clutter and make sure your snow shovel and other winter use items are easily accessible. Fill and repair any cracks or holes you see to prevent bugs and rodents from entering that will be seeking refuge from the cold. Inspect your driveway. The frequent freezing and thawing conditions in many areas, along with tree roots and ground shifting, can cause driveways to develop areas of needed repair. Fall is a great time to fill cracks and seal coats to prevent wintertime water ice damage. Schedule HVAC maintenance. According to the U.S. Department of Energy, preventive care can help save you up to 25% in energy cost. Having your heating system serviced and filters replaced will ensure your system works efficiently. Cover up your outdoor water fixtures. Spigot covers are reasonably priced at your local hardware store and help keep the exterior pipes from freezing. Empty hoses of any water and move them indoors. Insulate pipes in unheated areas like attics, basements, and crawl spaces. Running a slow drip of water from faucets during extremely cold weather can also help prevent pipes from freezing. Trim trees and bushes away from your home to prevent heavy snow or ice damage. Clean up leaves and debris to prevent pests from finding shelter. Put away or cover outdoor furniture, grills, and other summer items to protect them from winter weather. Have salt or ice melt shovels and other winter supplies for snow and ice removal. If you have a fireplace, clean and inspect the chimney before using it. Ensure the damper works properly to prevent drafts when the fireplace is not used. Having the soot and possible blockages of creosote buildup removed helps reduce the risk of a chimney fire and improve the efficiency of your fireplace. Reverse ceiling fans. In the colder months, you want your fan to move the warm air down, which means having your blades turn clockwise. If you have a backup generator, test it to ensure it's in working condition in case of power outages. Review your family's emergency plan, including how to stay warm, communication, and evacuation procedures. For more information, contact the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau at bbb.org/Wisconsin or call 1-800-273-1002.
Genuine steel products from Walsh's Ace are started, tested, and ready to go. Your steel purchase will include a warranty and expert advice from someone who's qualified to give it. And you can rest assured, Walsh's Ace will be around when you, your children, or grandchildren need it serviced. Put steel to work for you with the help of Walsh's Ace. Real steel. Get yours now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today is Saturday, October 12th. Michael James Flynn, 82 of Highland, died August 18th at Upland Hills Health Hospital and Clinics. A celebration of life gathering will be held today from 11 to 3 at the Highland Fire Department. A private family burial will be held in the Avoca Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family for a charity of their choosing. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Michael James Flynn, 82, of Highland. William Richard Bill Oliver, 82, of Viola, died September 27th at home. A graveside service will be held at Manning Cemetery today at 11 with military rites by Running Johnson Ray, VFW Post 3032. A celebration of life will follow the graveside service at the Legion Hall in Viola from noon to 4. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Viola Rescue Squad would be appreciated. The Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services in Viroqua is serving the family of William Richard Bill Oliver, 82, of Viola. Diane L. Turner, 70, of Boscobel, died September 28th at the UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at 3 at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet in Boscobel. A private family burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet Sunday from 1 until the time of service at 3. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Diane L. Turner, 70, of Boscobel. James V. Jim Mathias, 78, of Sauk City, formerly of Richland Center in Cuba City, died Tuesday at the Montello Care Center. A memorial mass will be held at 11 o'clock Thursday at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Church in Richland Center. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. The Hooverson Funeral Homes in Sauk City and Mazomanie are assisting the family of James V. Jim Mathias, 78, of Sauk City and formerly of Richland Center in Cuba City. David Arthur Bartz, 82, of Richland Center, died Sunday. In lieu of a service at this time, the family invites you to honor Dave by making a donation to Grace. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for David Arthur Bartz, 82, of Richland Center.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News is sponsored on WRCO-FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, Prem Meats.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. After Milton families returning after evacuations in Florida, not knowing if they'll have a home to return to. On Siesta Key, the Toll family's house still standing, but their roof severely damaged. Lee said he expected to see much worse.
We really were expecting to see the whole place just gone, but to come home and also find four of the units completely missing their roofs wasn't expected.